Pressing myself as close as possible into the rigging, I continued to strain upward, squeezing the rope so tightly my hands cramped. I even tried curling my toes about the ratlines. At last, I reached the topsail spar, but discovered it was impossible to rest there. The only place to pause was 3 times higher than the distance I'd just come, at the trestle tree just below the topgallant spar. By now, every muscle in my body ached. My head felt light, my heart an anvil. My hands were on fire, the soles of my feet raw. Time and again I was forced to halt, pressing my face against the rigging with eyes closed. Then, in spite of what I'd been warned not to do, I opened them and peered down. The Seahawk was like a wooden toy. The sea looked greater still. I made myself glance up. Oh, so far to go. How I forced myself to move, I am not sure, but the thought of backing down now was just as frightening. Knowing only that I could not stay still, I crept upward, ratline by ratline, taking what seemed to be forever with each rise, until I finally reached the level just below the topgallant spar. A seasoned sailor would have needed 2 minutes to reach this point. I had needed 30. Though I felt the constant roll of the ship, I had to rest there. What seemed like little movement on deck became, up high, wild swings and turns through treacherous air. I gagged, forced my stomach down, drew breath, and looked out. Though I didn't think it possible, the ocean appeared to have grown greater yet. And when I looked down, the upturned faces of the crew appeared like so many tiny bugs. There were 25 or so more feet to climb. Once again, I grasped the rigging and hauled myself up. This final climb was torture. With every upward pull, the swaying of the ship seemed to increase. Even when not moving myself, I was flying through the air in wild, wide gyrations. The horizon kept shifting, tilting, dropping. I was increasingly dizzy, nauseous, terrified, certain that with every next moment I would slip and fall to death. I paused again and again, my eyes on the rigging inches from my face, gasping and praying as I had never prayed before. My one hope was that, nearer to heaven now, I could make my desperation heard. Inch by inch I continued up, half an inch, quarter inches. But then, at last, with trembling fingers, I touched the spar of the royal yard. I had reached the top.